I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Hosni Mubarak's power as president of Egypt was unquestioned for nearly 30 years. Then in January, anti-regime demonstrations erupted in Cairo and in other major cities. The protesters eventually forced Mubarak to resign, but not before 850 of them were killed in a crackdown. Today, the deposed Egyptian ruler went on trial. He's accused of complicity in the killing of the protesters and of corruption in accepting gifts to facilitate a land deal. From the Egyptian capital, The World's Matthew Bell begins our coverage.
Many Egyptians doubted it would ever happen. Then a helicopter appeared over the police academy where the trial is taking place. An ambulance could be seen. It presumably picked up Mubarak and took him to the court. Finally, millions watched live on Egyptian state television as the defendants entered a specially designed cage inside the courtroom. First, Mubarak's two sons arrived, along with the former interior minister. Then Hosni Mubarak himself was wheeled in on a hospital bed. He was dressed in prison whites. This was Mubarak's first public appearance since he was ousted in February. The charges were read, charges of corruption and ordering the killing of hundreds of demonstrators. Then it was Mubarak's turn to speak. He seemed tired but alert when he took the microphone from one of his sons. Mubarak told the judge, "Sir, I am present." Then the ex-president was asked if he heard the charges against him. Mubarak responded, "I deny all these accusations completely," and he waved his hand dismissively. Mubarak and his two sons pleaded not guilty. The proceedings were relayed on a giant screen in a parking lot outside the courtroom. Hundreds of Egyptians had gathered there to watch. Most cheered the sight of Mubarak facing justice, but some came out to support him. As I watched, things started to get out of hand.
It's a bit confusing to see exactly what's going on, but there's some rock throwing. I saw young men throwing rocks at police, police picking up the rocks, throwing them back. And now the sort of melee has kind of spread into the area where the news media is lined up.
The fighting never spun out of control, and hundreds of people were able to watch Mubarak's first courtroom appearance. But one young man who gave his name as Mohammed literally doubted his eyes.
This might not even be Hosni Mubarak himself. This could be a fake trial. There's an international conspiracy going on here.
But Fatma Omar watched the big screen with hope for what the defendant's fate could mean for Egypt.
God willing, there will be a death sentence for all those responsible for killing demonstrators. The Egyptian people have lived under 30 years of corruption, injustice, and oppression. I hope the verdict in this trial will be good for the future.
The judge called an end to the session at about 2 this afternoon. He said the trial of Mubarak and his sons will continue on August 15th. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Cairo.